tell me who you are.
All right. I am Mickey Leonard, and I am a grandson of, Papa and Grandma that started the shoe store, and grew up two houses down below the shoe store, right beside of Grandpa and Grandma. And I can remember when Dad would work at the store, getting off the school bus, and Scott and I would immediately go to the shoe store and get our pop and our snack right after school before we would go home. So that was very much a daily occurrence that I can remember as a kid. One of the most interesting memories that I do have of the store would be when I became enamored with ChapStick, and Scott and I actually took ChapStick off the shelf, put it in our pockets, and decided to go home with it without telling anyone. And of course, we got home and our dear mother and father discovered that we had ChapStick, and after the tongue lashing that we got, we were told to go back to the store and apologize and to return the unused, it was still as of yet unused, ChapStick. Scott, being the good son that he was, immediately agreed to do so and went and returned his ChapStick. I, on the other hand, was a little more stubborn and really loved my ChapStick. And for many, many, many minutes after Scott had agreed to be the good son, I fought my mom on going back to the shoe store. And if I recall correctly, Edith was at the shoe store that day. And well, I say shoe store, it's not a Hills store, the grocery store. That's right, the grocery store. And I had to go back and apologize to Edith. But that was probably one of my most stubborn moments as a child. And as I grew up, Mom continued to remind me that was my first theft ever, and that I did not want to return the ChapStick. But it was cool because it was the first time we'd ever seen the flavored ChapStick. I think I may have gotten grape that day. Oh me. But yeah, so that was an interesting memory from Hill's store. And of course, the store changed through the years and went from being a grocery store and gas station to adding shoes and adding a deli and multiple things. And so another one of my great memories, and it's really more of my brother's memory, but it's mine too, is we will allow this ex-girlfriend of his to remain nameless, but Scott working in the deli, and Scott not, as I stated earlier, but this girlfriend kindly let Scott know he was not making sandwiches properly in the deli. So we'll make sure Scott discusses that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, me.